Well, good morning, Mac. How been you?
Hello, Mac. Two voices.
Two voices in the
one cafe. Boo.
In Tipton?
Well, in Asda cafe. Well, I guess it's a cafe in Tipton.
Yeah, in stores, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So, when are you going to Scotland to visit?
I don't know, next year probably.
Next year, well.
I think we're going to meet up at Whitby. He wants to meet up. Climb up the steps of him at Whitby.
You holiday there, don't you, mate?
McMackles, yeah. He loves Whitby. Fish and chips supper. That's what we need.
Like I recall the seagulls in the back of Max Boo.
Yeah.
In Whitby. So a supermarket ninja, so I'll just, it's like, you know, scalpel-like, get in, get the thing I want and get it out.
That's it, sorted.
Mac had one of Mac's early booze was, he was in a supermarket in Ireland, and he was looking for plain crisps, and he couldn't find them. And he asked Armani Blog, where are the plain crisps?
Do you have plain crisps in that in Ireland?
Apparently not.
No, really?
And Armani Blog, to his surprise, discovered, because at first glance it seems unlikely that you couldn't get plain crisps in.
Yeah, yeah.
But Armani Blog dutifully went and came back and said, Mac, you're right. I don't know if Mac ever found the plain crisps in. Or whether he discovered how and why.
But you'd naturally assume that plain crisps.
No, Mac gave a long list of various flavoured and crinkled and uncrinkled and. He might have got to the bottom of it. I don't recall. I only remember that it was a problem. That was,
maybe I'll let us know.
I think it's urgent and important.
Yeah.
We must know soon.
And I met up with Adrian.
Morning.
Adrian's here.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, and you?
Good. Very good. We just walked across the extremely muddy fields.
Yeah.
To the mouth of Dovedale. It's a stunning morning, it really is. And to be honest, there's not that many people about.
But I thought I'd throw it in the recording.
The water press from Stephen Street.
So Dean just did his boot, started his boot, so we're now going across the skipping stones. You hear a big splash. You're not getting wet. Here we go. We made it across.
At last. How been yet?
Are you well?
Hello again, how are you doing?
There it is. Is that?
Are we live and direct?
You got a nice muff there.
Oh yeah?
Good morning, audio boo boo.
Yeah. How you doing, all right? Good
trip? Yeah, good, yeah. It's a nice train journey, that.
Nice views, perfect weather.
Perfect, love the sign, yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't picture a bit of day.
It's going to start raining now.
Wait. That's your fault, that is.
It is. Bring it with me.
Right, what's the bobby then, Will?
Is it? I've been in round the corner.
Is it?
Yeah, so go on the bridge.
So where are we going now?
Go to the station edge.
How far away is that?
5 minutes.
Is it that way?
Yeah.
Right,
we'll catch you later.
There's a bit of a bow in that one though, where you are, look.
Yeah.
Oh no,
there's not as much plastic in this.
No, I was going to... that was a bit that was made out of wellies.
Yeah.
It's alright now, you stood up.
Mm-hmm. So, as long as you don't put anything on it or sit on it, you're alright. So anyway, are we still recording?
We are.
So, I think one of the... says, full of snot and catawba. One of the things to say is, we've seen quite a lot of people, walking so
not
far.
I
wouldn't have dreamt that we'd seen that amount of people. But Dean and I got on the train in Hexham with some people that are doing the same route as us. They've just passed us.
Is that the guy with the blonde hair?
Yeah, and his
girlfriend.
And then we got on the bus at Carlisle with somebody who's doing the same. And then we've passed loads of people coming in the opposite direction.
How
long do you think
they've been walking? 10 hours?
How long does it feel like?
40 hours. So as you can tell, we're absolutely knackered. Dean's about to collapse in the heat now. He's finally finished his stints.
It has been a very long day. It's felt like a very long day. I think we said numerous times before, it just feels really heavy on the feet.
Yeah.
Because of the...
It's all like concrete and tarmac and...
Yeah.
Shale road and all the rocks and...
And because the majority of it was, like, flat, your feet... Your legs seem to get locked in a certain position.
Yeah.
And you don't really seem to stretch at all, so... It,
But we made it, that's the main thing.
Yeah, this is it.
We made it in one piece with no major injuries.
Yeah.
Apart from my feet, which I could do with a foot transplant.
Yeah. But the food tonight's going to taste good.
It certainly
and
is.
And the sleep is going to be, hopefully, replenishing.
And Rick's kind of giving me a present. One of which is from McColgan. So if you, McColgan, if you don't get that present, you know I've had it.
Yeah.
Not quite rainy. We're not expecting rain though.
It's threatening it.
Yeah. So that about wraps it up then, from a fantastic day's walking with two fantastic audio boo friends.
Thanks for keeping with us all the way to the end, Adrian. Thanks very much.
That's no problem.
I really appreciate that. I really do.
I enjoyed it.
Because you could have just peeled off at Carlisle and you could have been supping beer now. But
nah.
You're in it for the hardcore trail.
Too right. I'm not sure I could carry on tomorrow, though.
Are we sure that we can?
Yeah. It's going to happen.
It's got to be done.
I've had instructions. How are you doing?
We're all done.
Well done. Well done.
All right.
How are you doing? They can't speak. You said you weren't tired.
No, just a bit achy, really.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. How are you?
Not too bad.
You look more wet than we do.
I must have soaked. Well, I haven't been going.
We're trying to find a new pair.
Oh, we went down to the sea.
Dipped our feet in the ocean. Went for a bit of a skinny dip.
Look, you've got deer angel already. That's what I thought. I thought we'd just gone down to the sea. He's in the sea. What a foul day.
It is. Oh, you know, we've had this all day as well, haven't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Should we get you in the car?
Should we get it in the dry?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we're going to use the loo.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you capable of opening my backpack?
What do you want?
Open the backpack.
It's a bomb.
in the sandwich bag.
Oh, you tinker!
And the bottle. Can we get out?
Oh, you thing!
There you go. Bottle of champagne.
Oh,
they're only very plastic. Kind of you. They're only plastic.
That's all right. Should we go for a wee and then we'll have a sup?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
He's making you carry it.
Yeah. My hands are numb with the cold at the minute.
I'm getting my hand back. You done it?
We'll see you in a second, okay?
So.
Yeah, so.
Adrian Wicks. Adrian Wicks.
McColgan.
Meets McColgan.
McColgan. With the wee Guinness, cheers.
Cheers to you, Adrian.
Thank you, the glasses. We finally get to meet.
Yeah, love it, me, yeah.
Here in Bathgate, on the famous audio boo table.
Yep. Face to face.
Face to face.
Across the famous audio table in the Fairway Hotel in Bathgate, where last I sat with Phil and Paul.
Yeah, Phil Sorrell.
And this has become the table. It's not got a number, so we're just going to call it the audio boo table.
A nice little wee corner.
It's a lovely wee place. It's a nice wee quiet, by the way.
let's go for it. So, audio viewers, I've got texts coming in. I've got. It's called an audio view. Back in the Fairway Hotel, Paul, Ema, the Turbo Stream.
Hello there.
Second audio person I've spoke to today and met up here in Bathgate. Just comparing our phones because they're exactly the same.
And I'm in the Fairway Hotel with an Azim recording an audio view, but not with Mac.
Yeah, it feels very strange.
We're not on the right table, are we?
I know we're not. There's a bloke sitting on the audio view table. It's bad news.
Maybe it was recording an audio booth.
Yeah, it probably was, yeah. Yeah.
We never know. Because that's the thing about audio booths. Like, you go on about the community and stuff, but there could be separate pockets of communities that we just don't know about.
That's right.
But yeah. So, hello.
Hello.
I was going to say long time no see, but I actually did an audio booth today. So.
I'm just going to lift the Zoom up. A bit of crackles, apologies for that. Just isolating the Zoom from the table on a beer mat. So, we've got the famous Bathgate Ha. It's all foggy and grey and miserable and wet and damp and.
Turbo Stream's brought bad weather up.
Because until
Monday afternoon it was gorgeous, nice and sunny.
I brought it especially for Mac.
That's great. He's looking like it.
He's always taunting me about the fact that in the hangouts I always have sun and he doesn't.
I just like the weather.
So he's getting his own
talking about the weather.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, Mac, you like talking about the weather.
So he couldn't join us this evening.
Live and direct.
And here we have Mr. Rex again.
Good morning.
I've just explained to the listeners, Adrian, that I've come over to see your Skoda Fabia VRS.
It
looks gorgeous in the morning sunshine, doesn't it?
It's a bit dirty now.
Oh yeah, you'll have to wash it again.
I'll come after your house for a valet.
Yeah, I'll give you the hose. Well, it's looking well, Adrian. It's looking beautiful, isn't it? We're inside the car. Oh, it's lovely. What a lovely car. I like the dark lining. Who are you? I like the dark lining up here, eh?
Yes, nice.
It's lovely, eh? Now, wait a minute. Let's just explain this auto box thing. How does this all work? Because it's a 7-speed auto box.
7-speed. It's called a DSG gearbox. It's a dual clutch type of arrangement.
I've never seen this.
It works in the same way as a regular automatic.
Yeah.
So you put your foot on the brake and you just select the gears. Now on this one, you can also go to the left. So I've got a plus and a minus and an S button.
Right, so your S will be a sport rod?
That's the sport mode.
And what's the plus and minus with the drive?
So that means I can then up and down the gears on the stick.
I've got it now.
I can pull it back to go down.
Yeah.
And push it forward to go up.
So
I can actually change gears and manual.
Right, so it's almost a tiptronic on the gear stick.
Yeah, and also I've got the little flappy
paddle. And you've got your paddle on the column.
Yeah, so if I'm in normal D,
uh-huh,
and I want to change down, I've got a paddle just on the left of the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
And you just flick it, and that goes down each gear.
And one on the right hand?
The one on the right to go up a gear.
The following that you're about to hear is a spoof. Meant to be a spoof direct message to Paul Emanuel at Manny Blog, dreamed up by Adrian Wicks at Turbo Stream when he was up here in my part of the world for a couple of days, and Adrian wanted to do something to pretend, as it were, that he accidentally bumps into me, Mac McCaughan, walking through the park, the local park here. It didn't work out that way, as you'll hear. It turned into an absolute farce. Hello, Paul. It's Adrian here, Adrian Wicks. How been ya? I've just come up to see Mac and to have a wee walk through his park where I've spent a couple of days actually seeing him. And that we're just going through the park. Mac's showing me all the things that's here. All the birds.
Got the wee burn.
The cemetery, the wee burn. and everything. And it's been great. I've had a great couple of days up here. I'm going to be heading back home again today. But I've enjoyed my stay. I had a wonderful weather yesterday. And this wee park, the wee nature park that Mackay talks about, it's beautiful. All the greenery and the broom, the yellow broom and the gorse is all out. It's beautiful. So I'll be heading home soon, as I said.
Daylight gambler.
Yeah, I got you on there.
Go really?
Yeah, got you on there.
You could warn me.
I'm warning you now, it's too late. We're live.
We're live, broadcasting to the nation.
Broadcasting live to the nation from Selsey Forest. So the day is Saturday the 19th of July 2014, 3:15. And we're in Northamptonshire. We're Daylight Gambler.
Hello.
And Turbo Stream. Hello.
And the dog.
And the dog, panting.
Yeah, hot dog.
Are you warm there, dog? You've been good company today, haven't you, dog?
She has been very good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Been well behaved.
It is a very hot day.
Yeah, it's very clammy and hot.
I think the forecast was 26 degrees. It was getting up to, I think.
I don't know what it is now. Listen to that. Just from a Colgan.
Yeah.
Jet plane.
I think he sends them over, actually. It's punishment.
He does. Fly up. Is he on the flight path to anywhere?
From
Luton or Stansted?
I don't know if we're on any specific flight path, but we do get a lot of high aircraft above, presumably coming from Heathrow, Gatwick and flying up.
Yeah, I've noticed I've downloaded an app and you get these routes and they basically come down Wales and they come across Birmingham.
Isn't there an app you can get that tells you what planes are above you?
Yeah.
Perhaps you should look.
Yeah. I've got it on my iPad midday. I've probably got it here, but I don't think there's any internet access.
No. No, it's a bit of an internet-free zone, it has to be said.
It's good, though. Nice and quiet.
We're having a little bit of a break. Got a coffee.
Yeah.
Brewed up on your...
the jet boil. Lots of brew-making facilities.
We've had a
friend here today.
We've had a cook-off.
Had a cook-off?
No.
Who won, me or you?
Ooh, I think it was a Deddy's.
Yeah, Deddy's. Of course, I'm with Black 73 Cat, Graham.
Hello, audio boo.
And we've had a fantastic day in the Malverns.
Just a bit.
We've walked pretty much the whole length of the Malverns, apart from the one bit. We didn't go to North Hill. There's not much to see there. Started off with mist and cloud and rain. But we've got some fantastic pictures of the mist coming along as the mist blew away. And now it's absolutely blue sky.
Stonking evening.
A few puffy clouds. So I'm just sharing them the sunset. I've been wanting to share this sunset with somebody for ages. Because I find this place totally inspirational.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. I'm not used to seeing the big wide vistas because I'm usually like up in the mountains, and although you get good views, there's sort of mountains in the way, so you don't see for this immense distance. I mean, you can probably see probably 80 miles end to end, reckon?
We can see High Bluff looking... slightly southwest, westwards. We've got the Clear Hills, and we can see right up into Shropshire as well. Pleasure in the Malverns. So we've had a fantastic day, brilliant company. Thanks to Graham for coming down to see me.
Thank you for having me and showing me around, because it's been an absolutely glorious day. I mean, weather doesn't bother me, but it's always better to.
Yeah.
I think I genuinely wasn't expecting the views to be like this. It's amazing. It's such a green and pleasant land. It's a typical English countryside, and it's all because round my neck of the woods in Nottinghamshire, a lot of it's pine forest now, but you can see it's all like ancient, well, old traditional oak woodland and beech and stuff. It's lovely. In fact, we're sitting under an oak tree right now. It's gorgeous. Really good. Really good.
And it's quiet.
Very. I mean, even up on there for a Saturday, up in the Malverns, it was quiet, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think we beat most of the people who were up there. I think if it would have been this afternoon, it would have been more busier. But we timed it just right, just as the cloud broke up.
Yeah, it was stunning, that, wasn't it?
It's a fantastic picture we've had. Absolutely fantastic.
A grand day out.
Yeah.
Wallace, Gromit, whatever.
So that wraps it up then, Audio Boo.
goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
Ciao, a bit.
Bye bye.
That was TurboStream at the Chocolate Factory.